SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
お聞きの放送は SBS ラジオの日本語放送です。
総選挙までいよいよカウントダウンが始まりました。2022年以来となる今回の Federal Election。今回初めて投票する有権者は70万人以上に上るとされています。セントラルコースト在住の佐野ハンナさん21歳も今回初めて投票する有権者の一人です。今からおよそ15年前、家族と共にオーストラリアへ移住したハンナさんは、今年オーストラリア国籍を取得しました。長年暮らし、自分を形成してきたこの国で、自らの意見を表明できることに大きな期待を寄せています。
I'm able to have a say in something that I've obviously nurtured for nearly all my life now. Just knowing this landscape and the way that I've grown up, even with my friends and their families, just being able to have a say in something so important in this climate is really important to me.
ハンナさんの弟リオンさんも同時期に市民権を取得し、今回が初めての選挙となります。両親はともに日本人で、現在も日本のパスポートを所持しているため、投票権はありませんが、家族で選挙について会話することもあり、そのサポートに感謝しているといいます。
Mom and Dad are obviously Japanese fully, but they've also been a permanent resident of this country for so long. So it's not like they're jaded, and I think they really help educate in the sense of they keep up with the news as well. So then they're passing it down to us, even though they don't really have the responsibility to do that.Yeah, I'm lucky to have such a supportive family, even though they aren't the ones voting.
今回の連邦選挙では、1996年以降に生まれた Z 世代と、1981年から1996年生まれのミレニアル世代が、有権者のおよそ半数を占める見通しです。またその多くが多文化的なバックグラウンドを持っています。特に Z 世代では、ソーシャルメディアの影響が大きく、ハンナさんも信頼するインフルエンサーや著名人の情報を参考にしていると話します。
I think what helps is it coming from a person that you know. So in social media, something that's super valued is influencers. Like a message coming from someone who you already trust, because that is how our generation is very much in connection to celebrities or influencers. Like we trust them because of what we follow and what they believe. So a message coming from them is quite important in my sense that I feel like I've already trusted you and I can trust what you're saying.
ただし AI の進化とともにフェイクニュースが拡散しやすくなっている現代、ハンナさんは自ら情報をファクトチェックするよう心がけているといいます。
I also obviously like fact check withactual news, and I also obviously fact check with my friends and kind of have that second opinion. So then I'm not obviously basing it on something that I see on social media, because obviously social media is not 100% truthful. But yeah, I think it helps when it comes from a real influencer, because they are obviously human. It's kind of someone who's already stood with those values throughout, whether it's been an election or whether it's just been a controversial topic or they've always spoken about it. You kind of trust their opinion.
投票できることを心から楽しみにしているというハンナさん。今回の市民権取得により日本国籍を失う形となりましたが、将来はオーストラリアで家庭を築きたいという思いがあり、戸惑いはあったものの、最終的にはシンプルな決断であったと話します。
I think it was definitely a hard decision for me because I'm very proud to be Japanese and I think I've always really held my Japanese culture really close, especially with my family. But I think it wasNot an easy decision, but quite like a simple decision in my sense that I've grown up here and I definitely want to raise my future family here. I think being in this country, we are so lucky.
今日はセントラルコースト在住の佐野ハンナさんに、 初めての投票についてお話を伺いました。
SBS 日本語放送の Facebook ページで会話に加わってください。ライク、いいねを押してご意見ご感想をお寄せください。